with the lonely goat, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, hee hoo. Eeyore back with the girl in gold, lay, oh, lay, oh, lo.
Welcome to a special edition of the BritLit podcast. You are hopefully enjoying this Gwen Stefani winded up. We thought it was the only thing we could find that was kind of German sounding, because we are right now
in Germany, Frankfurt Airport.
Yeah. We're in the Frankfurt Airport. We just spent the last 2 weeks in India, and we are on our way back. And I'm here with Travis.
Hello.
And Joelle.
Hello.
And we are going to post this special BritLit podcast episode on the road. Thanks to Ansley for letting us use her garage band and her Gwen Stefani track, which, you know, there's always something nice about yodeling, you know, to get you in the German spirit.
This BritLit podcast is sponsored by Apple, made possible by the MacBook.
Made by the MacBook. Yeah, so, well, anyways, we're talking today, and this is what our counterparts back in the States, while we were gone, we've been looking at Macbeth Act 2, Scene 2, and kind of to go through this, we created a prompt book. And essentially, a prompt book, to give a kind of a bit of background, is basically the tool, the script, that an actor and a director have to kind of go through the scene and to understand how lines are to be delivered, how staging is supposed to go take place, how actors are supposed to be costumed. And so we are going to kind of give an overview of Act 2, Scene 2, and with that kind of purpose in mind, looking at how this scene, if we were to perform the scene, how we would go about doing it. So the first thing we did is we kind of started by making a report about this scene. And just to catch you guys up, if you've not been following along, at this point, it's still early in Macbeth. What's happened so far?
The witches have given their prophecy.
Right, they prophesied that Macbeth was going to become king.
And Cawdor happens, so Macbeth thinks it's only right or fair that he's also going to become king.
So. Right, so he's kind of bought into their prophecy a little bit. Yeah, what else has happened?
Lady Macbeth trying to, you know, finding out about the prophecy and, you know, really trying to nudge Macbeth along about trying to kill Duncan. And then
See her kind of as the mastermind, right?
Yeah, the backbone
really
of the whole
Macbeth.
Right. Good. And then what else have we seen?
The killing of Duncan.
Right. We've seen Duncan, and that's actually where the scene is. Duncan's been killed. In this scene, we jump in. It's just been done.
The king was invited to the castle.
Right. He was invited to Macbeth's castle to celebrate Macbeth becoming Thane of Cawdor. Right. He was promoted because the Thane was a rebel and a traitor. So they killed the Thane of Cawdor and promoted Macbeth. And we talked about Malcolm becoming the heir to the throne, so not sure where that's going to go. But that's where we are. So Macbeth and Lady Macbeth plotted to kill Duncan, and so the deed has been done. And that's where we are here in Act 2, Scene 2. So, Travis, tell me, what's the basic idea? What happens in this scene?
Basic idea is Macbeth has come back from slaying Duncan in his sleep, and Macbeth and Lady Macbeth kind of talk about what happened, and Macbeth's still kind of in shock. He's kind of regretful that he had done it, and he still has the blood on his hands, so he still has the daggers with him, so Lady Macbeth is very mad, and so he won't go back and do it, but she goes back and plants the daggers on the grooms to frame them, and they come back and they hear knocking, so they agree to quickly change into their nightgowns to show innocence because they fear of getting caught.
So this is kind of the cover-up scene,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, as we kind of looked at these, we divided the parts up a little bit and looked at the characters and tried to identify, why is this scene even in Macbeth? If we were to get rid of this scene, how would the story change? What is the point? What's the purpose? Why did Shakespeare write this scene? What are we trying to accomplish? And Joelle, in looking at Lady Macbeth, thought this was an important scene to kind of understand who Lady Macbeth is. So, Joel, yeah, kind of from your eyes, you were looking through Lady Macbeth's eyes. What was the purpose of this scene?
She was the backbone of the whole plot of killing Duncan, and when Macbeth comes in from killing Duncan, she's just kind of, you know, glad he's, you know, not caught, but surprised at the same time that he's not clean. He's very bloody. she goes to tell him to, you know, wash up, but he can't. So essentially she, in line 55, it says, "I'll gild the faces of the grooms withal." And she kind of says that in a way, like, of frustration and just, you know, she'll do the thing herself, you know.
So what does this tell us about Lady Macbeth? How does it develop her character?
She is very bossy. She takes, like, a leadership role in this case, I guess. She's very pushy, now, kind of cold-hearted.
Okay, so that's one of the things that we're trying to, as we're directing this scene, we want to promote, it's important that we communicate that Lady Macbeth is the leader, is the kind of the underminer. How, yeah, the instigator, good word. So how, as a director, how can you do that? What are some things that we can have Lady Macbeth? How can she deliver her lines? What physical movements will she do? How can we heighten that?
Probably more with a, maybe a little louder, because mm-hmm. and
assertive.
Yeah, assertive. Yeah. Also, probably more hand movements with her, like kind of putting her hand on Macbeth, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, asserting, being more, you know,
good
leadership.
Yeah, that physical role. Contact yeah. can help kind of promote that idea of assertiveness. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, Travis, on the other coin, what do we see from Macbeth? What's important that we communicate about Macbeth in this scene?
Biggest thing is Macbeth is very distraught. He's down. Regretful that he'd murdered Duncan, so he's also sort of kind of in this state of shock that he just still can't believe what had happened. So he doesn't know where he is, and he's jumpy and he's very scared.
Now, do we, as you're portraying Macbeth, as you're the director and you're trying to, and maybe the actor as well, you're trying to communicate who Macbeth is in this scene. What kinds of things? How are you going to perform this character, this role?
Biggest thing is Macbeth. He acts dazed, maybe slumped mm-hmm. shoulders. He's definitely covered in the blood to show that he's killed Duncan, uh-huh. and he has the daggers in his hand. He really doesn't know. Like, shock is the biggest word I guess you could say.
So we want to kind of show him as the, you know, remorseful.
Yeah,
maybe.
Not remorseful. I mean, he's done the deed and he was the one. He was instigated, but he still did it. And I mean, it's not like anybody forced him to do it, so he's...
But he's not exactly evil, is he?
Brings back the big question.
Well, yeah, and this is something we've been talking back and forth. But, I mean, a lot of these lines, you kind of feel sorry for Macbeth. Yeah. Is that how we want to play it, or do we want to show him as guilty?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, biggest thing, I feel really sorry for him, because he was really, really pushing this. I mean, he thought about it originally, but he pretty much shot down that idea, but then Lady Macbeth just drew up the idea. And...
So really in this scene, we're kind of creating a multi-layered thing here. You know, Macbeth, yes, he just killed someone, but at the same time, you know, here's Lady Macbeth, the assertive one, so we feel a little bit sorry for him. But at the same time, there's this sense of panic going on in the scene, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How are we going to communicate that?
Six in panic, as I said, Macbeth's very jumpy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's asking Lady Macbeth if he's heard these phantom noises or these...
Okay, so whenever he delivers those lines, we're going to have him physically react.
Yeah.
Like he is genuinely
afraid.
Wide-eyed,
saucer eyes.
Excellent. Well, there we are. That's Act 2, Scene 2, and that's kind of where we are at this point. We feel a little bit sorry for Macbeth. Lady Macbeth is the queen evil here. You know, she's the mastermind. And so we'll see how that develops a little bit as we continue on. So thanks for listening from Frankfurt, Germany.
Wow.
On our way home.
On the other side of the world.
On the other side of the world. Shall we close with a little more Gwen Stefani yodeling?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the BritLit podcast. Visit us at britlit.podomatic.com. We'd love it if you checked us out on iTunes as well. Just search for BritLit and leave us a comment, because we'd love to hear what you think and what you want to hear more of. So till next time, this is the BritLit podcast from Frankfurt, Germany.
Brought to you by
Apple. Peace.
With the lonely goat, toddlay, yo, lay, yo, lay, hee hoo. You're back with the girl in gold, toddlay, yo, lay, yo, low.